mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, listening across the country, worldwide, and all the ships at sea, we're now into hour number three of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. Hopefully enlightening you, getting you to wake up to the real world all around you. The false paradigm that's been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. We're talking to Frank Albo, and he is a research fellow at the University of Winnipeg. And he's made major headlines, I mean, in just a whole bunch of major newspapers. He sees hidden signs, occult clues at legislature. This is out of the Winnipeg Sun. Here's another one out of the Globe and Mail. A building of secret encoded clues. And the Masons and everybody basically admit this. And it's got the 666 and its dimensions. It's got all of it there, just like our Austin's new city council buildings. The 3 6-story buildings and then inside all the occult garbage. The reason this is important is that it shows you the driving ideology and philosophy of the elite. I want to go over a bunch of other examples of things hidden in plain view and how they imprint and communicate with themselves and our subconscious with numerology and key dates and things. Again, we are talking to the research fellow. Let's go right back to the calls. Let's talk to who's up first from Buffalo? Lucia in Buffalo. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Mr. Elbow, I must congratulate you on your work. It's marvelous. I have been doing for 26 years research in what lies beneath these buildings. You've got half of the story. The other half is what lies in the ground, under the ground.
The tunnels.
No. I'm a geomancer, a master dowser, geomancer, investigating one of the Masonic very high secrets called the geodetic code. It consists of water and aquastat.
Well, they do believe that there are certain areas that have a magical frequency.
No, there's no certain
area. Well, let me stop you. Well, I don't believe in that stuff, but you can believe it.
I'm not talking about what you believe. I'm talking about what is there. Is there.
Okay, let me get my guest to comment on it.
Well, I haven't said anything yet.
Well, hold on. I'm going to let him comment on what you just said. Comment, please, sir.
Well, with regards to, are you speaking of perhaps latent earth energies that are...
Yes, I'm talking about the telluric earth, feminine earth current, which is, I have doubts, basilicas, cathedrals, lady chapels, any kind of church you want to talk about. I have doubts our city hall here in Buffalo. Incidentally, Buffalo is considered and is known to be a sister city to Washington because our city hall is placed in exactly the same kind of geodetic setup that Washington has.
Well, they also build temples. Let me just add something. They also build temples on key meridian lines and things. All I'm saying is I think dowsing is magic. I think it's magical thinking, and I can disagree with you if I want to. Aren't I allowed to?
And you're very welcome to. But
I'm not saying that they don't believe this. I know they believe in it.
Well, it's true. I have never found this geodetic code to be violated. There are some 30 appointments that must exist under any religious building or palace or city hall that must be complied with in the architectural appointments of this city hall or this Capitol building.
Well, I'll hold you over if need be, but... Frank, have you run into this yourself?
No. Of course, this is another topic that makes people in my field somewhat cringe, the idea of ley lines and meridian points and whatnot. But what I do think is undoubtedly something to look at in this particular building is that if you look on the map, and this is just outrageous, if you look at them on the map, Winnipeg is the near latitudinal and longitudinal center of the continent. Like, it's clear as day. And so if you were, you know, following this idea, this ideology, whether it's present or not, then it seems that this would be an ideal location for a centrifugal type of a talismanic energy.
We'll be back. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Well, using collagenate, my cholesterol went from 206 to 133 in 2 months.
Lowering his cholesterol numbers is just one benefit Bill experienced when he lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate by Vim and Vigor.
And also, I've got bad knees. Doctors told me that I should really have surgery, and I do a lot of hiking. And since I've been taking Collagenate, the knees really improve. They don't hurt at all. I don't have to worry about them aching after a hike. Don't think I'm going to have surgery here. I'm happy about that. With Collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've lost 20 pounds, and my cholesterol went from 206 to 131. My body fat's down by 10%, and that's been in 2 months, and I feel great.
Lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. 1-800-622-THIN. 1-800-622-THIN. Get $25 off a 3-month supply. 1-800-622-THIN. 1-800-622-8446.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking about secret societies and their icons all around us. Capitals, legislative centers, are really temples. 666 shows up from the Austin City Council buildings to the Winnipeg Legislature. The occult is everywhere. Again, we talked about the Louvre, that big gold pyramid they built, 666 pieces of glass with another black pyramid within it, with its dimensions being 666. And, see, I don't believe in all this stuff. I don't believe in magic. I don't believe in getting power from it. I'm a Christian. I think it's very, very dangerous, and the people involved in it, the whole culture of it, it's of the New World Order. It's what they promote and push. But again, then people come out of the woodwork who believe in just all these different types of magic, and then the academic debate shifts away from it because it has that cloak around it. What I'm saying is the elite believe in this. It's set up all around us. We need to talk about it. But we're talking to Lucia in Buffalo, New York, and she was getting into how these buildings are built on these points on the earth that have, you know, these different energies, which we know the earth does project an energy, a magnetic energy, but I guess she's saying something totally, entirely different. We can prove that they've built these things as occult temples. That's admitted. But, again, getting off into then the magic itself, I don't go there. But you're welcome to, Lucia. Go ahead and finish up those. We've got a bunch of other callers.
Okay. Thank you very much. The slogan that the High Masons use for this geodetic code is, quote, darkness brought to light or darkness made visible. This is high masonry. I am a Christian. So and Mr. Elbow said he is too. Investigating these things does not make us a purveyor of evil. We're just trying to bring to light things we need to know.
Well, I'm not saying you're evil. I'm saying that I don't.
Well, I know.
I mean, they
don't.
May think certain points are magic and they get power off of them.
What I'm talking about is not magic per se. Pope Gregory told his missionaries when they went to their far-flung countries to establish a church, he said, first find the pagan sites of worship, the holy places. Knock down the buildings, get rid of it, and then build your church on the same spot. That's because under the earth, there is the spiral. The spiral is on the geometry of the number 7. There's always 7 coils, 14 coils, 21 coils, right on up to 49 coils, okay? There's water lines. Every altar in every church is nested, must be nested in a circle or a loop, a spiral of water. I have worked for 26 years. I have never seen an abridgment.
Okay, well, ma'am, just send me some information on that. I appreciate the call. It's very interesting. We're just talking about how openly they have sphinxes, they have inscriptions and hieroglyphics to these, you know, to the sun god. It's built to the specifications of Solomon's temple, and then no one ever talks about it. We just ignore it. Frank, any comments?
No, and just to follow up with the caller, as an intellectual pursuit for myself, I knew nothing about concepts in masonry and secret societies and whatnot. I'm left translating biblical Hebrew and cuneiform wedge-shape texts. But what I did know is that those ideologies that the ancient architect employed were also employed in this building, and that the only other way of explaining all these other motifs that you had correctly noted was only through societies such as Freemasonry or those that endow or believe in buildings having some natural power to exude things. And that's a whole other level of investigation. That's why I'm open to discussions and whatnot, because this is still an unfinished work, although I've spent 4 years detailing the smallest measures of the building.
And again, folks, we are talking to a research fellow at the University of Winnipeg, in Canada. We're talking to Frank Albo, and I'm not trying to be mean or poo-poo what that lady was saying. What I'm saying is I keep it separated. I snuck into Bohemian Grove where our world leaders, our presidents, worship Moloch. Now, then people go, but I don't believe in the devil and I don't believe in Moloch, so you're a kook. And I'm going, wait a minute. The point is they do. They're worshiping it. This is a big deal, but people almost have blinders because it is the occult. Then they go, well, that can't be proven. Well, what can be proven is they believe in it. What can be proven about Skull and Bones is it's a temple. They worship these deities. They are a death cult. They get in coffins. They believe they're born again. That's admitted. We're not weird because we talk about it. I'm not weird because the Austin New City Council is a bronze building with 3 6-story buildings, and they had a Wiccan high priestess consecrated. I'd be weird if I wasn't pointing this out. And I'm sure.
Can I add to that, Alex?
Sure.
In my work so far, I have not been able to identify the they. The they that may consist of the government have pretty much opened and been very supportive with what I'm doing because it's unmistakable. And B,
even
allowed me access to archives that and correspondences abroad. I've been able to contact Masonic historians in London and in Paris and whatnot who have been able to furnish information to me that I wouldn't have normally gotten. And so I can't identify this so-called hidden they yet.
Who do you think built this? This multi-million-dollar, million-dollar structure.
Well, it's currently the replacement value is at about $1 billion, and it's certainly irreplaceable. And the Masonic link, at least as a historian, was that the architect was hired by a government subcommittee comprised entirely of Masons. Now that is fine. That is in
well,
the
again,
government
and we
record.
Go back to explain to them this room with 666.
Well, the room is the grand staircase hall. It's the first major room in the building. It's floor plan, and right on its architectural drawing, surprisingly, it's written 666. I mean, I almost dropped off my chair when I saw this because I did biblical studies and I know what this means, at least from a Christian perspective.
Let me stop you. What do you think of our city council that has 666 in dimensions of some of its big rooms, and the three buildings are each six stories tall?
I can't comment on those because the only way I could explain 666 in this building is the housing of, symbolically, quote-unquote, of the power of the sun, which was very typical for
an ancient
temple.
And then again, the entire building, though, is according to these Masonic cubits.
No, just the cubit arrangement of the Lieutenant Governor's reception room, which I've coined the Holy of Holies, which has an Ark of the Covenant directly above it. The Holy of Holies was only one three coordinates of the temple.
I think if you start calculating the building, you're going to find that the numbers continue.
Well, perhaps, and as I said, this is work in progress, and I wasn't expecting the press to make such a media fervor over this. I was simply giving an academic lecture,
well,
and it got picked up by everyone, and I'm still open to those scholars and interpreters who can add to this, because, quite frankly, I'm still astonished.
Right,
I
let me throw something
things.
At you. Al-Qaeda is not into numerology, but did you know, of course you know all of the magical talisman power, I'm sure you've been researching this, of 911, of 9s and 11s. Did you know that, of course, in the Masonic rituals, they have the two towers on each side of the altar? You have the two buildings. The Madrid, Spain bombing was 911 days after 9-11 on 3-11.
Do you mean the two pillars?
Yes.
Yakin and Boaz?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then it continues. Did you know that on the one-year anniversary of 9-11, the New York Lottery came up 9-11. Did you know that on the one-year anniversary of 9-11, the Chicago Mercantile came up 911.0000, like one out of 14 billion? The Chicago Mercantile, oh yes. And it goes, sir, there are hundreds of these. They have a rule, they have to hide it in plain view. Did you know that on the Lone Gunman episode, that was a spinoff of the X-Files, aired months before 9-11, a secret government group hijacks a jumbo jet to fly to the World Trade Center to blame it on foreign enemies and get martial law. And then I had the star of the X-Files show up at my door a few months ago with a crew, just himself there with cameras, videotaping me for a film he's making, and he says, yes, we think the CIA planted that story on us beforehand. What do you think of that?
Oh, gosh. I have no comment. I don't know what to add to that. Once again, I'm...
Well, numerology is how they communicate.
But most people don't understand is that numerology is about 2,500 years old. It's the father of a science that was that began with Pythagoras, that moved all throughout the Platonic tradition, that became a very high art around the 12th century, and then in the Renaissance, it was pretty much the canon of proportion and beauty, were symmetry and proportion and numbers, that numbers actually had quality.
3-2-2.
That's what people thought. At that time, and they were people like Newton and Spinoza and some of the greatest.
You know why 3-2-2 is so important?
Civilization.
You know why 3-2-2 is so important?
I can't comment. No.
Well, it's got about a dozen meanings, but it's you ought to research that. You know, 3-2-2 is under a skull and crossbones on the door of Skull and Bones at Yale.
Right.
And of course, you know the Nazis wore the skull and crossbones on their hats. And did you know that a German secret society founded Skull and Bones in 1832? Did you know that Hitler was part of the Thule Society and the Thule Society and openly said he was part of the Illuminati?
Well, there's a part of me that's reticent to, you know, furnish you with other details in the building because I could see it might move into this netherworld, but I do know of another secret society at Yale called the... Do you want to finish this, Alex?
Yeah, after the scroll and key. Were you about to tell me there were skulls in there?
No,
we'll be right back. Stay there, sir.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition, or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
Jason, Tim, Alan, everybody, your calls are coming up. We're just going to have to keep our guests for a little bit longer. This is amazing. Real quick, sir, continuing, we're talking about Skrull and Key, secret societies. You were going to tell us some more of the symbolism in this grand area where you come in with the 666. Tell us more.
Right. I just wanted to preface this briefly by saying that symbols are multivalent, so they could take a wide range of interpretations. Now, my particular interpretation of things might differ than yours. But there is, in this room as well, the maidens on the third floor, the caryatids as they're called, carry a scroll and key in their hands. And some people have pointed out to me, well, perhaps this is a reference to the Scroll and Key Society at Yale, the Secret Society Scroll and Key at Yale. or down every single hall and all of the stairs and most of the arrangements, the number 13 repeats throughout. 13 is ubiquitous throughout this building. So someone could say, oh, 13 is also an unlucky number. Or that the figure crowning the dome is modeled after Hermes, who we all know from history as the father of occult arts. And directly beneath them, there's a black eight-pointed star, which in ancient history, the earliest archaic goddess that we know of, Ishtar, was represented as an black eight-pointed star. And
again, people
will
say, they'll say that isn't the golden boy, but you have the writings of the architect saying it was.
Oh, yeah, the writings of the architect.
Look, let me just stop you. You get all this together in one place, the 666, the sphinxes, the carvings, you know, all
this. The 13 repeating throughout, the scroll and key in the Grand Staircase Hall, even the two large bison, which are in the Grand Staircase Hall, which people say, oh, it's just a totem image of Manitoba because those are the animals that existed on the plain. I would tell them, no, an ancient temple were always flanked by two very large menacing bulls that protected the inner sanctum, and so that's why their presence is there. But this is my interpretation, of course, and my interpretation.
But wait a minute, you've got the supreme grand masons and the top masons writing you and coming to tours and saying you're right.
Well, actually, they've been astounded because I've been pointing out elements of their own tradition that, quite frankly, I don't think some of them knew. And
that's because
the highest level masons in the country, at least in Canada, that they would be able to furnish me with data and in event.
That's because, sir, it's wheels within wheels. These so-called top masons are really porch masons.
Say again?
These top so-called masons are really porch masons.
You have to give me a translation.
A porch mason is the outer sanctum masons, or the, you know, you go to church, the preacher's up on the dais, and you're in the crowd. They're in the crowd. They're not even allowed up on stage.
Oh, I got to hand it to you, Alex. This is quite the experience appearing on your show.
Well,
wow.
You said that during the break you looked up Moloch. Why don't you tell us about that individual?
Well, only because, you know, studying ancient history and specializing in ancient Semitic languages.
He was also worshipped in Greece, in Babylon, and of course
that's
started.
Right. And they always change their form. They become different deities, you know.
He was a goat, he was a bull, yeah.
But it's true, the ancient texts show that Moloch required sacrifices of small children, and so did Tanit, another
figure. And so I went to him, snuck into a meeting where Bush admittedly goes. You can pull up San Francisco Chronicle articles admitting I snuck in and got this, and they bring up the bound image of a baby and burn it before Moloch. That sounds very Christian. Let's go to a call. Al in Chicago, then Jason and others. Go ahead, Al.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have some interesting information here concerning Monsieur Le Enfant, who was the project manager of the original survey of the District of Columbia.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a member of the Cincinnati Society. He was liked by Washington, disliked by Jefferson because of his CS connection. He was dismissed from the project and was offered generous payment for the work performed. He was dismissed in March of 1792. He refused this offer and became obsessed with getting his contractual payment. He lobbied Congress for 18 years to receive the contractual repayment.
But tell people what he specifically did so they understand you.
He was a surveyor. He laid out the original, did the original survey for the District of Columbia in 1792.
Okay.
Okay, the funny thing is, he became obsessed with getting his contractual payment, and by an act of Congress passed May 1st, 1810, he received it. The sum was $666.67. It's unpayable. It's an endless decimal of 666.
That's right. Isn't that nice? And they love it. Look, just type bill number or HR 666 into a search engine. State bills, local laws, federal laws. It always has to do with secret arrest, torture, checkpoints, police state. Just type HR or S666 in and prepare yourself. You'll be at the Library of Congress. Hundreds of bills, always evil, always horrible. But it's just a friendly number. Here to help you. Give us your firearms. We'll be nice to you. We'll be back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
All right, we got loaded phone lines here, and I got a ton of news I wanted to get to before this broadcast ended. Kind of recap some top stories as well, but let's just hurry through. I can take the next five calls. I can let Al finish up, then Jason, Adam, Paul, and Ed. That'll be it. Just have your comment or question ready. Real fast, Al in Chicago, interesting point you brought up. I haven't confirmed that, but it sounds interesting. I'd like to see the evidence of that. Anything else you want to add to our guest, Frank Albo?
I have this from a book called The National Capital, It's History and Architecture. It was written in 1893. Basically, I would like you to comment on the Cincinnati Society and why Washington would like this man and Jefferson would so dislike him.
I'm familiar with the Cincinnati Society, but I'm not versed enough to get into any real detail on it. Do you have any comments?
No, I don't. No, I just thought it was interesting that the payment that he was obsessed, L'Enfant was obsessed with, was $666 2/3.
All right, thanks for the call. Do you have anything to say on that, Frank?
No.
All right, let's go to Jason in Maryland. Jason, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have a question or a statement pertinent to today's discussion, but first, every day that I listen to you, I'm very curious. Why do you think you're still alive? How come with your spreading the word like this and putting out all this wonderful information, that how come they haven't attacked you?
Well, that's one of the most common questions I get, and it's a very complex one. They've killed a lot of patriots. They falsely charged and imprisoned a lot of truth seekers and people who love God and love freedom. But number one, because I believe God protects me, and that when my work's done, that's the minute that the globalists would destroy me. But more than, at a whole nother level, the globalists kind of delude themselves, and they believe this is the new age. They've said this. They believe it's time to reveal, and they believe their power is great enough now that it can be exposed. And plus, there's so many of us now exposing things that they can't get us all. I mean, we're like mushrooms. You stomp on us, you just spread the spores. And at a certain level, I think they think that I do, they're intimidating for them. Because I put it out in a very scary fashion, because it is. I have more faith in humanity to rise up against it. But I got to go quick. Any questions or comments for our guest?
Yes, sir. First, he said that numerology is 2,500 years old, and I'm wondering if he separates that from Hebrew gematria, which predates that by thousands of years. Also, he says Hermes...
No, that's impossible, sir.
How so?
Because Hebrew gematria wasn't introduced historically until much later. Much later, not a thousand years before that. In fact, Hebrew was a proto-language about 800 B.C. So, and that's the official scholarly opinion, and I studied biblical Hebrew, so I have to part ways with you there.
How about Hermes being preceded as the father of esoteric wisdom by Nimrod, or Ninus and Semiramis?
Well, Hermes as an esoteric tradition was something well noted. We have a corpus of literature dedicated to Hermes that was extremely popular in the Renaissance and captured most of the greatest minds of the Enlightenment as being the earliest form of religious salvation. It was very Gnostic. It had lots of tendencies that were somewhat Christian, and then others that move into magical land. But that's a whole other...
Really? It's just another manifestation of the Babylon mystery religions to ensnare Christians.
And in parting, I would ask you to please comment. You spoke earlier of the bronze and brazen chapters of Hiram of Tyre, and I was wondering if you might Joachim and Boaz. I was wondering if you might comment on that, in as much as you see it.
And again, that's where good old Moloch was worshipped. Okay, thanks for the call. Good points and questions there, Frank.
So was that question to me? Because I thought
it was offered
to you about the two pillars.
Yes,
I believe you were commenting on that, Alex. I had nothing to add.
Well, I just know that is one of the part of their basic rites. And I was comparing it to the two towers being knocked down and then being rebuilt, part of the ritual. Let's go ahead now and go to another caller here. Let's talk to Adam in Pittsburgh. Adam, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, speaking of Len Fon, I think the reason why he was so eager to get his 666 paycheck was because of the fact that he designed most of the streets in D.C. around Masonic and satanic symbols.
Well, I knew his name from that, yes. And then you have the French architect with a lot of the more modern designs that are there, and it's a giant obelisk, and the buildings are all like temples. And
right above the White House, there, if you look on a map, the streets pretty much form an upside-down five-pointed star with the White House being the bottom point.
And you've got an owl perching on it with the Capitol in its belly.
Mm-hmm. And that's on the east side of the Capitol. The lawn, the walkway, when you look at it from the air, forms an owl. And I'm not sure, Frank, being from Canada, are you aware that that there is also an owl on the $1 bill here in America?
Your own Masonic tradition, although quite elaborate, I haven't investigated.
Take the Supreme Court. It's got all these gods, Zeus and the owls, but that's okay. We've just got to pull down all the Christian symbols, and it's just like in Alabama, they've got a bust of Zeus there, but you can have that, you just can't have the Ten Commandments. So we also see selective enforcement. Go ahead.
The Republican National Committee logo and the DNC logo, I'm sure you're familiar with this, Alex.
Upside down stars, yeah.
Yep, the stars were actually flipped upside down.
Yeah, why is everything upside down now?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but you can look at...
Look, nothing against Mormons, okay, but at the big temple in Salt Lake, they've got pentagrams. And on top of it, you go to the Vatican. I mean, it's just full of this stuff. Any comments to that, Frank?
No, my experience has been 4 years of exhaustive work on one building, and I hope that it sponsors interpretation of whatever degree. I'm just putting the information that I can validate as fact, and wherever you want to take it is, of course, up to people's interpretation.
Well, this stuff is everywhere. It's just amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next. Paul in New York, and that'll be the last caller we have time for. Paul, go ahead.
Alex, one simple question for you and your guest, one each. Klaus Diehls, Washington Monument, was he a Mason, and what level Mason was he? And to your guest, who is the one originating person who designed this building in Manitoba? Was he a Mason, and what level was he?
Can I answer that question first?
Sure.
That is an excellent question. I haven't been able to establish whether he was a Mason, although I found there was another mysterious architect who takes all the credit who was in London at the time. It's a great mystery. Here on the ground, Frank W. Simon built the legislative building, although all the other architectural encyclopedias credit another figure, Septimus Warwick. I haven't figured that out. That might lead me down the rabbit hole that you guys are talking about, but so far it's a mystery.
But the committee that paid for it were all Masons.
Correct.
Okay, to answer your questions, basically every major building built, every monument in D.C. was built by, designed by a Rosicrucian, a Templar, a Mason. It's all the same thing. People get confused by all these different names. It's like, you know, you've got different places where you can go get your car worked on by a mechanic. You know, they're mechanics. This is what they do. This is what they're about. Thanks for the call. Very interesting. And the point is you talk about this, you're a kook. No, this is the real thing. This is what's happening. This is what the architects are into. This is their religion, a lot of your top architects. And you look at this, you need to understand this is the driving ideology, the religion, the force, the philosophy of the elite today. Most of them are part of this, and this is how they bind themselves. And they're bringing in a world government, and they're bringing in the implantable microchip, which they're promoting, and they're bringing in the police state, and it's really happening.
Yeah, architecture seems to be the keystone in all of that, because architecture has this apparent effect of affecting people.
Well, it projects their power, it makes us feel small, it dwarfs us.
Right. Architecture was the most elaborate science known in masonry and throughout thousands of years.
And it was a powerful secret, the mathematics to build
Correct.
Buildings, which would make you number two to the pharaoh or the king or the Caesar. And so throughout, this is the icon of their religion.
I can't part with you there.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming on with us. It was amazing, and people can read the Globe and Mail articles, the CTV articles, all the big magazine and newspaper articles that we found, four or five newspaper articles, a couple TV reports, are at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and we're fighting these architects and their grand architect who are building the New World Order. They believe they've seized human architecture and are actually changing our evolution, and really they're destroying us, they're enslaving us. The feudal lords who love to breed dogs and who love to breed horses and pigs also think that they're actually controlling us and warping us to be better little slaves. That's why we fight the Prison Planet and their great architect. Thanks for coming on, Frank.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Alex. It's
good to hear from
you.
God bless and take care. All right. Well, that's it. And so now, you know, they're just flaunting it in your face in the big newspapers up in Canada admitting this. And the Austin City Council buildings, the 3 6-story buildings, are just totally satanic. You really, if you live in Austin, you ought to go get a tour of it. I mean, it's just, it is disgusting. And it's satanic. And again, they'll tell you, oh, we predate your Judeo-Christian term of Satan. No, we worship the God of light, the light bearer, the illuminator. And yes, we do like to sacrifice children, but that's our sacrament, and what's wrong with that? You know, these people, these sickos, who email me sometimes when I badmouth the Aztecs, who would sacrifice tens of thousands of people on certain holidays. The people were so brainwashed, they would willingly give their children up to the priest to have their hearts cut out. They would then kick the bodies down the stairs, and the people would cut it up for lunch meat. It was their main meat product was the sacrificed people. And I'll get an email going, that was their culture. How dare you badmouth their culture? You can't judge a culture. Okay, then the Nazis were good. They wore skulls on their hats. They wore black uniforms. 20 million Germans died in the war. Tens of millions of other people they killed. They rampaged all over the place. And that was their culture. The culture of death. The order of death. The order of the death's head. The order of skull and bones. Okay? And that was, I think that culture was sick. And America's culture of abortions and just mindlessness and war and fraud is sick too. It's sick. And when we're a culture that doesn't have a rudder, that doesn't have a vision, we're going to have that vision and rudder set for us, that course set for us, and it's straight to hell. A bunch of decadent, inbred trash that thinks because they're ruthless, that gives them right to be in total control. Well, we're in control because we're the best. No, you're in control because you're like a cancer that's spread throughout the body and threatens to destroy humanity and our future, which could be unbelievably great. So just because you're spreading, and just because you're so ruthless, and just because you're so sick, doesn't give you right to rule anything, you destructive trash! You reek of death! Your stench is disgusting! It makes me want to puke! And all of your pomps and all your low-level minions that think they're at the top of the pyramids, you're all playing into this. You are bringing forth hell. You are conjuring the Antichrist. You are bringing forward the end of humanity. But God's promise is a remnant will be saved. And the problem is the Christian churches are almost all run by Masons. When he's not saying that forced abortion and infanticide is a good thing in China, the head of the 700 Club is flashing the lion's paw on the cover of Time magazine and, you know, flashing all these other symbols all over the place. It's just unbelievable. I'm glad I thought of that. I want to put that in the film before it's done. Just, I had to watch them on TV flashing their signs at us, laughing at us, and just knowing what they've done, and, you know, maybe a chip's good. I mean, it's just, it's out of control. And now Christians, I hear them on the radio, so-called Christians, oh, torture's good, it's of the Lord. I mean, that's mind control, when you've got devil-worshipping scum, and they think they're Christians. They think they're Christians. I'm going to come back and hit a few news items here in the final segment here in a few minutes. Just at the end of this segment, I just want to tell you, you know, if you want to know about secret societies, if you want to know about the New World Order, if you want to understand really how far the rabbit hole goes and what we're facing, you need to get my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I mean, how any of you wouldn't order this, I have no idea. I mean, I snuck in and got the footage of them engaging in a satanic ritual. That, George Bush and his daddy and his daddy and going back to, you know, William Howard Taft, they all go there. They engage in these rituals. They do it. I caught it on video, and it's admitted they go there. We've got them engaged in Moloch worship. You need to have this film. 2 hours, 5 minutes, $25.95. Order three or more of any of the 11 films I've made. They all drop down to $19.95. That is an $18 discount on a three-tape special, $24 discount on a four-tape special. And, you know, I don't promote this stuff enough. It is the pleasure of my life. It is the thrill of my life to warn people, to unlock minds. I mean, I have a responsibility to try to stop the globalists, and so do you, and these videos will do it. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. We've at least got to warn as many people as we can. Get this video. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get The Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. The Matrix of Evil. American Dictators. America Destroyed by Design. Police State 1. Police State 2. They're all incredible films you need to have. I got discounts where you get one copy of Road to Tyranny. $24.95, almost 3 hours long. The History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism and 9/11. Each additional copy, $5.95. I'm just still offering that deal. Get four or five copies. Give them to people. Make copies of the one copy. I don't care. Just get it out to people. Toll-free number to get the films. Call right now. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100 at Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, the secure shopping carts at InfoWars.com. And you can watch all of my films and read my book, Paul Watson's book, 100 TV reports I've done, hundreds of audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. You can get a monthly or a yearly subscription, PrisonPlanet.tv. Look, the globalists look at you like a lab technician looks at a monkey who they've got electrodes in its brain. They see you as animals. They call us animals, bugs, cattle, whatever. They see us as garbage. And all it is the pharaohs thinking that the people were slaves, and it got picked up by certain sects that Moses tried to stop when he, you know, threw the tablets at them, and it got picked up by the Germans, and it got spread to everybody, and it's just here in America, and you've got this counterfeit of what God gave us running alongside, continually trying to dominate and take over. And it's the New World Order. The globalists think they're God. And they've got to be stopped. They love it. They love evil. They're just sick. They don't have conscience. If life is to flourish, we must resist the forces of the order of death. The order of death is your enemy.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Happened last week, and I never mentioned this. We should talk about the good news. Philadelphia judge clears Christian demonstrators of hate crimes charges. They were facing 47 years in prison for praying on a street corner. So there's some good news. But the feds and federal prosecutors advised all this. Bush's people wanted to set the precedent to put them in prison. And, of course, they'll be hailed as Christians, not the Moloch worshippers they are. Scott Ritter, who's been vindicated and validated over and over again, says his inside sources are saying the invasion of Iran is coming up in June, that Iran will be attacked, I should say, properly. Who knows if that's going to happen? I hope it doesn't. Righting a wrong, New York Post, students, middle school students, wrote letters they were told to the troops and said, we don't agree with the war, so they've had to apologize, and it's a big deal how bad they are. Hey, don't tell them to write letters, then tell them what to write. Okay? Again, training them how to be little prisoners. Huge article I could have spent an hour on, CPS, judge and jury. Just a disgusting article on the front page of the Statesman yesterday here in Austin. Shows a backyard strewn with toys and a couple Coke cans. And the poor family with the kids clutching on their parents, not wanting to be taken. And it's just how wonderful our CPS workers are and how good they are. Hey, folks, the facts are, even Time Magazine admitted a few years ago, the shame of foster care, you're five times more likely to be abused in government custody than anywhere else. Oh, yes. Five times more likely. Over two-thirds of the kids are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Are there bad families out there? Yes. And if they commit crimes, it's a criminal matter. And there should be no state funding of this. The children should go to an orphanage, but first try to go to family, not to this huge industry of the foster parents and these government institutions and the rest of it. And the feds, Bill Clinton passed the law where they have to double the amount of children taken every year if they're going to get their next slate of funding. And so Texas is radically expanding the funding and acting like more is needed. And in the article, it starts out going, well, she goes around to houses and has the child seats and decides whether to take the kids when she shows up, as if she's judge, jury, executioner. A federal court just ruled, finally, thank God, I couldn't believe it, 2 weeks ago, that the IRS can't take your property without taking you to court and charging you. And you know, it's due process, people. But see, the government in the last 50 years has created all these new agencies. If a CPS worker showed up and saw something that she could call the police on, then she could do something. But that's not how it's done. It's just, well, there's too many plates in this sink. So I'm going to take your kids and throw them in a warehouse. And when they cry for you, even if they're 2 years old, we're going to put them on Prozac. And when they have seizures from it, we're going to put them on more drugs. It's insane. And their own handbooks. I've read the handbooks these social services people use at UT. It says the family is the enemy, must be defeated. I mean, it actually says we must break up and end the family structure. The state must become the parents. I actually have this stuff. They don't even hide this. Dr. Phil says the state is the parents, that it's a privilege to be a parent. Now it's a privilege to vote. Now it's a privilege to own a gun. It's a privilege to drive your car. I've actually heard neocon talk show hosts in the last 2 days, and I've probably listened to 30 minutes while I'm driving. One says we should get rid of all juries. Then another one was on there talking about how it's a privilege to be a parent. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. This is the conservative leaders on talk radio. Get rid of juries. Voting is a privilege, and we should get rid of it for most people. And this kind of stuff, I mean, it's Twilight Zone. And it's just like the Aztecs. They said sacrifice was normal. And the people said, oh, well, the government says it must be good. No. We have to say no to these crazies. But if we're just these little mindless idiots that imprint on whatever we're told, we'll accept things like Hitler did and the Aztecs did and slavery in this country, what we did before. We've got to recognize evil and stop being moral relativists. Back tonight from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.